This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. India and Bhutan have agreed to establish two cross-border rail link projects at a total outlay of 4,033 crore rupees. The railway project includes Kokrajhar-Gelepu and Banerhat-Samchi. Addressing a joint press conference in New Delhi, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the project will connect two important cities of Bhutan, namely Gelepu and Samchi.
The project is connecting two very important cities of Bhutan. One is Gelepu. This is being developed as a mindfulness city. And second is Samchi, which is an industrial city. The two projects will take off from the network of Indian Railways at Kokrajhar and Banerhat. The investment which is envisaged at this point of time is about 4,033 crore rupees, 89 kilometers of railway network will be created. India is the largest trading partner of Bhutan. Therefore, it becomes very important to have a good, seamless rail connectivity for the Bhutanese economy to grow and for the people to have better ways of access to the global network.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held consultations with his Bhutanese counterpart, Om Peda Chodan, in New Delhi. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said both sides reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral engagements and noted the progress achieved in all key areas of cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the NDA governments have provided a new model of good governance in the country and urged the BJP workers to ensure that the benefits of the new GST reforms reach the common citizens. Inaugurating the newly built Delhi BJP office at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Marg in the national capital yesterday, Prime Minister said that in those states where BJP is in opposition, it must hold the government accountable to ensure that GST reductions are passed on to the public.
हम 2017 में जीएसटी लेकर आए तो सामान सस्ते हुए, टैक्स भी कम हुआ और अब नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म के बाद 1 लाख के खर्च पर उस परिवार को सिर्फ 5 या 6 हजार रुपए का ही टैक्स देना पड़ता था। यानी 11 साल पहले की तुलना में सीधे करीब 20,000 रुपए की बचत उस परिवार को हर साल तय है। अगर इनकम टैक्स और जीएसटी इस बचत दोनों को मिला ले तो हर साल देशवासियों के करीब 2.5 लाख करोड़ रुपए की बचत होने वाली है।
Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that the free trade agreement with the European Free Trade Association countries, Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland will come into effect from tomorrow. Addressing the valedictory session of the UP International Trade Show at Greater Noida, Mr. Goyal informed that the developed nations are keen to sign FTAs with India, which has already concluded such agreements with the UAE, Australia and the UK. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met Canadian Foreign Minister Anita Anand in New York, marking a significant step in rebuilding ties between the two countries. Jayashankar welcomed the recent appointment of High Commissioners, describing it as a welcome step in strengthening diplomatic relations. Canada has listed the Bishnoi Gang as a terrorist entity under the Criminal Code. The terrorist listing of Bishnoi Gang means anything owned by the group in Canada, including property, vehicles and money, can be frozen or seized by the Canadian law enforcement to prosecute terrorist offences, including those related to financing, travel and recruitment. White House has released a peace plan to end the 2-year-old Gaza conflict following a meeting between US President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The peace plan included that Gaza will be a de-radicalized terror-free zone that does not pose a threat to its neighbors and will be redeveloped for the benefit of the people of Gaza who have suffered more than enough. In cricket, the ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025 will kick off today with the opening match between hosts India and Sri Lanka at the Baraspara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The match will begin this afternoon at 3 p.m. The Indian women's cricket team will look to end a 47-year wait for their maiden International Cricket Council title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.